Today we are going to be learning ICI, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel in the Kuntres in Yonah Shel Teres HaChassidus. We are now going to be explaining how the Chiddush of Yechida, the Chiddush of Chassidus, affects also the other parts of the Neshama, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. Today we are going to be learning how it affects Pshat and Remez, and Mirz Hashem in the coming Shir, Drush and Soid. Let's start with Pshat. In order to appreciate the Chiddush of Chassidus, the Rebbe actually brings down a story, which this Ois and this Bior is based on this story. There was a Chassid of the Alter Rebbe, one of the very, very interesting Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe, Rebbe Yekasiel Lepler. He's the one that told the Alter Rebbe, Hakar up the Linka Zayt. He asked the Alter Rebbe to take away his Nefesh HaBahamis. He was a Chassid that was on a very, very high level. Very interesting person. But the story goes, and it's brought down, the Yom Yoim, that at one point, the Alter Rebbe asked him if he wants to give him a bracha for Arichas Yomim. So he said, he's only going to take the bracha of Bernishkeim Poyrish Yorin, if it's not going to be farmer years, empty years, just a living life without getlichkeit, that's not the life for him. And that's, he said, if you get ready to give me a likus leben, so then I'm ready to take your bracha. If I'm not ready, if you're not ready to give me getlich yorin, only parish yorin, for that, I don't need your bracha. Shtalzach the shayla, how do you start making conditions when someone wants to give you a bracha, someone wants to give you a favor, someone wants to give you a present? You start giving him conditions of, well, you can only give me your present if not for this, only if I get this. Doesn't seem to make any sense. Norbert then, the obvious explanation is that in the world of Yekasiel Lepler, a life that's not a getlicha life is not life. He wasn't asking for an additional brocha. I want life. In addition to life, I want a chassidish life, a yiddish life. In the world of Rabbi Yekasiel Lepler, if it wasn't a chassidish life, it is not life. There would be no bracha. He was just explaining, and he was quantifying the bracha that he wants. He wants the bracha of life. To him, life means a chassidish life, a getlicha life. If it's going to be an empty life, it's just not life. What does this have to do with Moida Ani? We said, according to Pshat, that Moedani means we thank the Eibishter for giving us our neshama back, the fact that we're able to be alive. That itself is worth thanking the Eibishter. But according to Chassidus, there's a deeper deher in thanking the Eibishter for life. We're not just thanking the Eibishter for a life. We're thanking the Eibishter for a Yiddish life. Moedani lefanecha is thanking the Eibishter that you did not just that you gave me a neshama, but it's nishmasi, it's a Yiddish neshama. Because technically, we could be alive without a Yiddish neshama. We could still be alive. The Goyim Lahavdil, they also woke up in the morning, and they also have a nefesh, which gives them life. We're not just thanking the Eibishter for the fact that we are living. We're thanking the Eibishter that we're living as a Yid. In other words, to a Yid, if he's going to find out that he doesn't have a Yiddish neshama, he's not alive. They say, Bechlal, I heard this vart. Says, what's the difference, someone that learns Chassidus and someone that doesn't learn Chassidus? They both serve the Eibishter. The difference is expressed one day when they both find out, these two brothers, that their mother wasn't Jewish. So the one that didn't learn Chassidus, and he only heard Musar, and he only heard about Gan Eden and Gehenim, sounds like, wow, I don't have to worry about 613, I only have to worry about 7. He's like all relieved. He doesn't have the burden of Yiddishkeit anymore. He used to have to worry every moment, 613 ways which he can end up in Gehenim if he doesn't do. Now he only has 7. He's so relieved that he's not a Yid. The Chassid, who finds out that his mother is not a Yid, is running to the mikveh to be nizgayer. He can't wait another moment. He wants to be a Yid again. He can't handle not being a Yid. He's right away running. because it was never about the punishments and the rewards. It's about the connection with the Eibishter. So in other words, the Rebbe brings an example here of a Ben Melech. A Ben Melech grows up in the palace with his father, the king, and he knows what it means to live in a palace. If he's going to wake up one morning, and they say, okay, you could stay alive, but you're just going to be hanging out in the barn with the animals and the simple mamish, the puyers, for him that's not life. It's not pshat that he's having a miserable life. He doesn't even have life. For him, that's not a life. Life means being in the palace with the father. So a yid, of course we thank the Eibishter for living, but the real moedani, especially when you deher what chassidus is that it's nishmasi, that it's a yiddish neshama. Now this inyan, that life without Yiddishkeit is not just a 50% missing, but that if the whole life is missing, that comes from the level of Yechida. In the level of Yechida, so if there's no Eibishter, there is no life. It's all or nothing. If you're talking about other dargis of the neshama, people are not in touch with their Yechida, so then they say, I could be human, I could be a Jew and not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, I'm like 60% there. So I'm only missing 40%. I'm not missing 100%. If I'm not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, I'm still a human. I'm still a Jew. So I'm just not, if I'm not a Yid, I'm still a person. I'm still a person. When you learn Chassidus in Yechidah Shebenefesh, it's Nishken Levin. Without Alikus, it's Nishken Levin. And without a Yiddish and a Shama, there's no life. So that's the Moida'ani, which is illuminated with the teachings of Chassidus. The same thing, we're going to go now to Oishud Beis, Oishud Gimel, where we're speaking about the level of Remesh Shebetoira. In Remesh Shebetoira, we said that Moida'ani is, we're saying, the same way the Eibishter brings us back to life, so too, the Eibishter will do Tchias HaMesev. So it's a remez, it's a hint, it's a reminder that there exists the concept of Tchias HaMesev. But when someone thinks about it for a moment, it's a very, very, very far-fetched concept. One is, there's a body that's here, and the neshama is just going into the body. Tchias HaMesev, you're rebuilding the whole body, you're rebuilding the whole nefesh, the whole neshama coming down to the body, being that the body has to be rebuilt. So there's a whole process now for the neshama to come down to the body. So is it really a remez on Tchias HaMesev? It's a dugma, it's somewhere, but it's like a very, very, very far-fetched remez. And of course, Rabbe Emuna Secha, it enhances our emuna. When we think about getting up in the morning, it reminds us of Tchias HaMesev, but it just seems like a very distant comparison. Comes along Chassidus, and Chassidus tells us that you should know that this goof that you have, which you think because it was here a moment ago, means it belongs here right now. It's not like that. Every single moment, the Eibishter is rebuilding your entire goof from new. Second, most people don't understand this. They say, oh, Tchias HaMesev, the body is being rebuilt. But here the body exists. No. Every moment, Olam Hazeh is being rebuilt. The truth is that we don't exist. Every moment, where the whole Briyas Olam is being rebuilt. And like the Alter Rebbe says in Shayichud Vemuna, if for one moment the Eibishter would stop creating the world, it's not pshat that it would slowly, 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 like you take the ear out of a balloon and it slowly, you know, gets smaller. The world would cease to exist in a second, instantly. Not only exist from now, and it would never existed. Like, we know that when you don't learn Chassidus, and someone's going to ask you, if the Eibishter wanted to destroy the world, the whole world, what would he have to do? So people would answer, burn the world, bring a mabul, whatever the Eibishter wants. You learn Chassidus, you find out, for the Eibishter to destroy the world, all he has to do is not create it the next second. That's all it needs. It doesn't take much. On the contrary, the world doesn't exist. It has to be recreated every moment. So therefore, when you learn and understand that really Einoid Movadoi and the world doesn't really exist, so then yes, we're like Tchias HaMesev Kipshutei every moment. Davis is recreating the body every single moment. There's Tchias HaMeisim happening. There's a new body with the neshama coming to the guf every moment. This is conceptual Tchias HaMeisim. We just are used to ourselves living. But we have to look at ourselves as being recreated every single moment. So it's mamish, like a Tchias HaMeisim in that way. And again, this comes mitzad yichida. Mitzad yichida, when there's einoid movadi, there's only a likus, that's when you realize that the world is recreated every moment. And that really, Olam Hazeh doesn't belong to exist. It's not supposed to be here. This, that it's here, it's a chidush every single moment. That level, it comes from the level of yechida. So we see once again, how when you have the yechida shebetoira, and you understand things in the yechida worldview of only elikus, so then it enhances not only pshat, but also it enhances the inyan of remez. That now we see that Tchias HaMeisim is happening every single moment with us, every single moment.